Best thing I can tell anybody, when the preaching's going on, when God's speaking to hearts, I need his help. You pray for me. God, use me in preaching this morning. Luke chapter 16, very familiar passage of Scripture. Verse 19 says, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid in his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Well, the dogs came and licked his sores. Came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. And Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things and likewise Lazarus' evil things. Amen. But now he is comforted and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. So that's the reading of the scripture that I was preached from this morning. God is helping me. Amen. I tell you, brethren, listen, thank God, this thing of eternity is the most serious matter that a man has before him this morning. You're here not by accident, but by the providence of God. And God knows what he's doing. And you here for you're responsible for what you hear. I'm responsible for what I preach. And I'm responsible for what I hear as well. But I'll say this morning, that there ain't the, we live in a day now that people don't believe in hell. I'm just being honest. I want to ask you, is there a place called hell? According to the scripture, there is. Somebody said, we don't hear much preached about hell. Amen. Well, it ain't the favorite subject of mine. Amen. But it is biblical and it is scriptural. It is right that there is a place called hell. Now you gonna spend eternity, amen, in with God in heaven, amen. Are you gonna end up in hell? There's no up. There's no in between. There's no purgatory. That's a false teaching. Amen. That's no way, brethren. Amen. Listen. After the last breath you breathe, amen. Your spirit and soul go somewhere. Amen. God, your body's going back to the ground. Amen. Back to the dust, but brethren. This is a truth this morning. It's very serious to me to know, thank God, this morning that I'm saved and thank God have a home in heaven. But I'll tell you this, I examined myself, amen, before the light of the Scripture and the light of the Holy Ghost, amen, to make sure that I'm saved. I've been pastoring for 33 years, but that don't save me. I've been preaching, thank God, for 36 years, but that don't save me. It don't save me to be a member of this church. It don't save me, brethren, for any work I do. I believe the devil's used religion more than anything, amen, to get people to think that they're all right with God. Listen, the enemy of God is good works of men. That's the enemy of God. Grace is how a man saves, favor of God upon sinners. But as the enemy of God is the devil, friend, and the enemy of God's good works, amen, and religious works that think that obtain favor with God. You cannot obtain favor of God unless God gives you favor, amen. And he done it through his son Jesus, and that's where the favor is. And we know that this morning, because if you're saved, you have favor with him. Amen. Thank God for that. But look at this text this morning. I'm not going to deal with, amen, these men much, but I'm going to talk to you, amen, about what God has told me. Amen. Listen, there was a rich man. He didn't go to hell because he is rich. There's a danger in that, because you trust in uncertain riches more than you will God. Amen. You can't serve two masters. You read the verse. Either you'll hate the one, love the other. Amen. That's right. And he said you can't serve God and mammon. And that means God and wealth. Let me tell you something this morning, and you can look at me straight eyeballed. But listen, there ain't nothing. Amen. Listen, if a man puts his trust in, it's going to take him to hell. If he don't trust God, amen, through the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, he'll go to hell, friend. Thank God, you listen. Why trust in something that's going to perish? Why would you trust in anything when they put your body in the ground? Amen. That them things matter nothing. Amen. Why? I mean, listen. Thank God, you could lose everything you got by midnight. But you can't lose what God gives you. Why did Jesus say, set your affection on things above and not things on earth where moth and rust doth corrupt? up, things break through and steal. And that's the way it is. It's not wrong to have money. That's the way the system is. Amen. But listen, this man here, he loved his money. He wouldn't even regard a poor man. He wouldn't regard a beggar man. He even asked the crumbs that fell from his table. And he wouldn't give him none. Amen. He didn't. Well, he threw them out. Because in them days when they ate, they wiped their hands with bread. And when they got through wiping their hands with bread, they throw them out. And the dogs or whoever's out there at the gate got them. And no doubt he might have got a crumb or two. But it wasn't regarding, thank God, it was just the way they lived. Amen. Listen, friend, I'm telling you this. The modern day church lives the same way the rich man lives. It does. The Laodicea church says it's increased with goods, have need of nothing. We're rich, it increased with goods, we have need of nothing. And brethren, listen, that's the way we live. Thank God for the conference of the blessings of God. But them things sometimes become a curse to us. Because when a man knows he needs God, he's going to seek him. If a man can do it on his own, he ain't going to seek him. He just does it on his own. Now, I'm telling you, there are some things that God wants us to do on our own, but it's not without him. Amen. He wants a man to work with his hands. Amen. To give to them that have a need. He wants us to do them things. That's the way God set it up. After the fall of Adam, he said men will earn his living by the sweat of his face. Amen. Listen. But brethren, I'm telling you this. That's because that man was rich don't mean he went to hell because he was. Amen. Listen. Just because the beggar went to be with God don't mean he was, amen, went to be a God because he was a beggar. Amen. Listen. Thank God, friend. There's got to have the life in you. You've got to have life in you from above. Amen. Jesus told, thank God, the Pharisees, he said, I'm from above, you from beneath. Amen. Listen. Beneath means hell, friend. Amen. This I ain't talking about this world. Amen. Even though they was of this world, beneath means hell. There's a people. Amen. Listen. Thank God, are from beneath. Amen. And that's what their desire is. That's what their life is. And brethren, I'm telling you this, the life of the flesh, that's all a man lives. Amen. Amen. Listen, that man said, I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry. And God said, you're a fool. Your soul's required. Amen. You're a fool. Amen. To live your life for that. Listen, it's easy to be allured away into that kind of life. Amen. Eat sumptuously every day. Have good clothes. Amen. I've got good clothes. I eat good every day too. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, but he forgot God. Amen. The man didn't consider God, didn't consider his soul, didn't consider he's going to face God. And most men don't consider that. How many of you woke up this morning and thought about dying? Amen. How many of you woke up this morning and thought this could be the last day I live? I'd say to the people at the funeral home today, the majority of them, amen, listen, they didn't wake up and think this could be my last day. But it could be my last day. Amen. Listen. Brother, this man here, both of them died. That's right. It's appointed to die. Amen. It's going to die. Amen. Why? Because of sin. That's why people die. You got sin in you and I got sin in me. And brother, it's going to happen, Brother Danny. It's going to happen. You're going to die, friend. I know you'd say, preacher, trying to scare me. I ain't trying to scare you. I'm telling you the truth. It's reality, friend. And listen, you'll die the way you live. Amen. You won't die no other way. Amen. You'll die the way you live. If you live your life for sin, you'll die sinner. Amen. He said, you still yet in your sins. He said, thank God. Amen. There's forgiveness of sins. There's grace for sins. Amen. But thank God, friend, he told the Pharisees, ye shall die in your sins. That's what he said. Brother, let me tell you something. Coming in that back door back there will not get you forgiveness of sin. You can come in it 7 times a week. You can come here and bow at this altar. But it will not get you forgiveness. Amen. You're going to have a relationship. You're going to have a known experience with Christ. Amen. To have forgiveness. That's the only way it's going to happen. You can join every church. Amen. You can even read your Bible. Amen. You can be a good person. Amen. And go right to hell. Amen. Because you're going to have an encounter experience with God. Amen. You're going to have to. That's what the new birth is. Amen. That's an act of God in you. Amen. If forgiveness of sin comes through the blood blood of the Lord Jesus. Amen. It's sacrificial. Listen, God set up a sacrificial system. Amen. When Adam sinned against God and the woman too, God took animals and sacrificed them. Amen. He shed blood. Amen. Listen, He gave their, God coats the skin. Amen. The sinners. God done that. God's the one that clothed them. That's amazing. You know what that is? That's, listen, ain't God, that animal took the punishment, amen, to give his hide, amen, that he can make the clothing for them, ain't God, that they wouldn't be naked, amen. That's exactly right. And you'll have to have the same thing. You'll have to have God to put it on you. You'll have to have the power of God to get in you. That's the way it is, friend. There ain't no other way. I don't care who you are. Ain't God, there ain't no other way. There ain't no other way. Now, what is hell? You know, I mean, people say, talk about hell. Listen, friend. Hell is a place. He prepared it for the devil and his angels. That meant who was the first sinner? It was the transgression of Lucifer. It was a transgression. Amen. He wanted to be God. That's the Luciferian system. I want to be my own God. I'll do what I want to. Ain't no God going to tell me what to do. You know why they don't like this kind of preaching? It's authoritative. That's right. They don't want no man to tell them what they ought to do and what they're going to have to do. I'm telling you, friend, that's just the way it is. I tell people all the time. I give out cards. I invite them. I'll come to the house of God. And I tell them when I give them to them, I say, now I'm going to tell you something. Thank God we ain't, we this old time church. Amen. I tell you, it might shock you when you come in. Amen. To hear that kind of preaching, but don't worry about it. Amen. Just listen to it. And I tell them, I said, listen, if it gets to you, ain't God do what God tells you. Amen. That's the way I'm not changing. I ain't changing by the help of God. Amen. I believe in preaching. Amen. I believe in, thank God you preach. Ain't God take the pulpit and preach. And I tell you what, this morning, I got to give it a count to God, you do too. But the fact of it is, hell is a place. It's a place that God prepared. Listen, friend. Thank God, I'm telling you this. Amen. Listen. It's a separation. It separates us. Thank God, friend. It's a place of separation. Amen. Listen. If I was going to go to hell, I'd do all I could to meet with my family and get around them. Because if I separate and go to hell, I'll never see them again. Amen. Hell's a place of darkness. It's called outer darkness. It is. It is. You know what this man said? He said, I send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I'm tormented in this flame. He said, I'm tormented. You know what the word tormented means? I'm tortured. I'm tortured. I mean, listen. Even a lost man in this day is blessed. He has the ability to go and do what he likes doing. He can sit at a table and eat. He can enjoy things that God's prepared. He can enjoy that he reigns on the just and the unjust. But I'm telling you this, friend. Hey, God, it ain't going to be like that hell, friend. It ain't like that. Hey, God, it's outer darkness. Amen, that's what it is. Amen, he said it shall be outer darkness. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen, it's weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's what he said. He said it's where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Amen, listen, hell's not just a grave, friend. Ain't God, hell's a place. My friend, it's used as Gehenna. It was the valley of Gehenna. Ain't God, where they threw the refuge. Amen. Where the pile burned all the time. Amen. Outside the city. Amen. Listen, they threw people on that pile, friend. They threw people. I don't know it. I'm just telling this. I think they probably threw Lazarus on that pile. Amen. I think they did. Amen. Listen. Ain't God, they threw all their mess out there. Amen. It just burned all the time. What God's saying is, you, amen, that's lost, ain't saved. He said, you're in danger. What? Hellfire. That's what he said. Hey, God, I don't care what any preacher says. I don't understand it all. But I do know that men, hey, God, that die, Brother Danny, without Christ, amen, they're going to be punished for their sin because they rejected the payment of God in his son. Amen. I want to ask you a question this morning. Listen, it's just logical thinking. Throw out your religion. Logical thinking. Do you think God's going to let a sinner escape punishment after his son's done been punished for it?
You think Christ, when Christ died on the cross, he was punished like a sinner. He was punished for sin. He hung there for 6 hours. He was punished. I mean, read Isaiah 53. His visage was marred. Listen, friend, the devil has painted a picture, and it's a false picture. You can't paint Jesus on a canvas. He ain't any long hair, amen, and a gown on. That ain't him. Amen, he's the Word. He's the living Word. He did carry a body and still has one. Amen, but he was a man. Amen, brother. Listen, I ain't got a lot of people put that picture up here, and they'll go pray to pictures and do everything else, and they're superstitious. Amen, listen, they say, well, oh, so-and-so prayed here, or I need to wear my, I ain't got St. Christopher necklace. Amen. That's right, brother. There ain't no good to that. I mean, you can't get no hope out of that. There's no hope in it. Listen, friend, I've never been to the Holy Land, but if I went over today, Jeremy, if I went there today and they said, right, here's where Jesus died, show me the empty tomb, I don't have to go there to know that. Amen. I know it's thank God. He died for me. Amen. God, there's an empty tomb over there. He ain't in the tomb. Thank God he rose again. He ascended up on high. He's in heaven. Thank God, brother, listen. Amen, that's where he's at. He ever lived to make intercession. That's right, brother. And God punished his own son. Thank God that we can go without getting punished. Amen. Now, I know this is a flimsy type. But I can put it down on these terms. If you knew my sin, how corrupt I am, how wicked and dirty, rotten and no good I am. Before God. Not just before man. But before God. And God says that man needs to be punished. And he would step up. He's a holy and righteous man. And he'd say, I'll take his punishment. I'll go to hell for him. That's what Jesus did. He tasted death for every man. He took your place. He become your substitute. You don't know that till he is. That's right. But I'm telling you what, buddy. You think God ain't going to punish sin? God hates sin. He punished his own son. Why did he punish his own son? For sin. That's the whole thing. Amen. Listen. The punishment of sin was upon him. He had to punish his son. Amen. I can go free and not be punished. Amen. But if a man don't accept, I use the word accept or receive. Amen. That God gives him the understanding of the gospel. And he received that gospel. That's where salvation is. Amen. Listen. The Bible said the heart's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Amen. The heart can deceive you. Amen. Listen, friend. That prayer didn't save you. Jesus saved you. Amen. Listen. You can pray all day and not be saved. I'll tell you that's right. But it'll take the Holy Ghost. Amen. To reprove you and get on you and let you know. I thank God he reproved me. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for reproof. I thank God for conviction. I thank God for his work. Daniel, can I tell you this morning? Everybody says they saved. Ask anybody. Yeah, I'm saved. Are you? Why don't you tell testify. Why don't you say something about the Lord? Amen. Why don't you thank God? Have some fruit on your vine. Amen. I dare pray not everybody says they are. Amen. But I'm telling you what. You don't listen. You shall be witnesses. Not maybe, but shall. That means that you're a witness. Ain't got a Christ. Amen. He's the one in your life. And he's going to come out of your life. Amen. That's right. Notice this here. He said, in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, see if Abraham far from last in his bosom. In hell, what did he do? He lifted up his eyes. Listen, his body's gone. His senses are alive. That means the soul of man has senses. That's what it means. We so desensitized today that you can't believe what I'm preaching. You can't believe it. You can't believe what I'm preaching because you're so desensitized about the subject I'm preaching on. When's the last time that you went to a funeral and there was a great mourning? Why? Desensitized. We go in and make a courtesy call and I saw some weeping the other night when I preached that funeral. I preached on Thursday, a fella, 37 years old, left out of this world. I preached the funeral. I done the best I could. I thought the Lord helped me, and I appreciate your prayers. He'll never come back. You listening to me? I'll never come back. Now, if they say, we'll reunite on the other side. But they'll never come back to this world. I remember as a kid, I was 7 years old. Remember that? Grandma Murphy died. I remember it in 1967. I've told this before. I wouldn't even go look in the coffin. It bothered me. And I'm going to tell you what affected me. It bothers me today. That's right. But you know what affected me more than anything? All them people in there. My mama, my grandma, every one of them, all of them. Was weeping. Mama was back in the funeral home. Come on, Joey, you know she loved you. I said, I know she did. I used to eat with her. We played games together. I was 7 years old, but I remember you going over there eating with her. We'd do it a lot on Sunday. Mama had me by the arm, and I was scared to death. I didn't know what was going on. First time I'd ever been in a funeral home where somebody I knew died. And she said, come on, Joey, let's go see her. I said, Mama, I don't want to. Everybody's crying. When we got to the house, Uncle Speck died. Never forget, as a teenage boy. We went in the house and everybody in there was crying. Everybody. You don't see much of that no more. You don't see it much. You don't hardly ever see anybody weeping no more. Somebody said, well, we shouldn't weep over somebody went to heaven. Well, brother, I'm telling you what, they used to. They mourned over Joseph about 30 days. It broke my heart when I got loved ones that passed away. Even though I knew they were safe, it still broke my heart. I mean, I rejoiced in the fact that they were saved and they went to be with God, but it broke my heart. And nobody gets broke no more. Why? Because we've been sold into this world and the lies of the devil and the lies of this system. And everything, and everybody goes to heaven now. That's what they say. Everybody goes. I mean, it don't matter whether they're saved or not. Brother, that ain't true, Brother Keith. Amen. Listen, if Jesus, amen, listen. If Jesus let everybody in, it's because He died without them ever having faith in His sacrifice and in Him. Hey, God, friend, why would He have to die? Why would Jesus die and say, all of you can go in? I wish all of them could go in. I wish everybody could go in. Few there be that find it. I mean, here's the thing, folks. There is a hell. There's a hell, Brother Jonathan. I don't want you to go there. I don't want you to go there. I don't want nobody to go to hell. As far as I know, I know there's some people that dislike me. But I don't want them to go to hell. I don't even hate them. I don't know if anybody, I can testify to this, and it might hit me tomorrow, somebody do me wrong. But I can't think of anybody in this life that I just hate. I hate some things that's going on. But brother, I don't want to see nobody go to hell. But I'm telling you this morning, brother, it's as much a hell. Listen, that Bible is as much hell as it is heaven.
Yes, sir.
And we forgot it. We forgot it. We live like everybody's saved. We don't never witness to nobody hardly. We don't never tell people about Christ. We don't live a life in front of them that's different from the world. And what's going to happen in all that? Brother, listen. Thank God our witness and testimony is going to get worse. Brother, listen to this here. He said, he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip tip his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I'm tormented in this flame. That word torment means I'm tortured. It's a bad place. And he did use the word flame, Brother Joe. He used the word flame. Somebody said there wasn't no fire in hell. I've never been. I don't plan on going. But I'm telling you what, brother, there is fire in hell. What did he say? And where he called it hellfire? He said, where the worm dies not, and the fire's not quenched. You can't quench it. You can't put it out. You say, what kind of fire is it? I said, I don't know, but it's fire. Yes, it is. Somebody said, do you think you're going to burn in hell? I don't know, but I'll tell you what, it's going to torture you. What would be the worst thing for a lost man? The first thing ain't that. The worst thing is I'll never get out of here. That's the worst thing. That's the worst thing. You ever been in something that you thought, I can't wait to get out of here. I can't wait to get out of here. But you ever been through that? I can't wait to get out of this place. I can't wait. Brother, listen, if you die and go to hell, you'll wish, hey man, you never went there. You can't get out. There's no escape. That's why that man said there's a gulf. Hey man, listen, he said, let us pass the one, let it be passed to you and you to me. And he said, there's a gulf. There's something there. There's an interval. Hey man, there's a place right there, that gulf. You can't pass. You can't come. Hey God, from hell to heaven, and I can't come from heaven to hell. Can't. There's very few people ever say, well, they died lost. Or they died without God. I've had people weep, call on the phone and talk to me and say, preacher, my son, he's not saved. I don't want him to go to hell. And I sat there and weep and cried tears, Brother Joe. I'm listening to me. I'm preaching to myself this morning. Because when God put this in me, buddy, he reproved me and let me know that I didn't believe as much as what I said I did. You say, how do you know that, preacher? By the way I live. See, we want to be accepted, but the only way you can be accepted is by Christ. That's right, ain't it? Somebody asked me not that long ago, they said, you a hellfire and brimstone preacher? I said, well, I believe it. Listen to this here, and I'm about through. Notice what he said here. He said, notice this here in verse number 25. He said, but Abraham said, son, remember. Talking to that rich man. Remember. That's the worst thing about it, memory. You'll remember some things, I'll tell you that. Brother Barnard said, that's God's bloodhound in hell. Son, remember. He's going to be on your trail, your memory. Your memory, your memory, your memory, your memory is going to be on your trail. You remember how you cussed God. You remember how you rejected God. You remember how you heard the word. You never did act upon the word that God preached to you. The Holy Ghost dealt with you. The Holy Ghost was around the church. Amen. The Holy Ghost dealt with you in your car. The Holy Ghost dealt with you. Amen. Listen, the Holy Ghost is going to deal with you. The Holy Ghost is going to deal with you. I was there tonight, you got saved. West Virginia. I'm going to tell you what God told me. He said, you're going to go to hell. That's what he said, you're going to go. I actually felt like I was about to step into it. That's about the way I felt. I was about to step into hell. And here comes Jesus. Right then rescued me from hell. You listen to me this morning. There ain't one rescue from hell, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody said, well, I just can't believe God would send a good person to hell. I said, he ain't one of them. Man got mad at me one time because I preached like this, and the man said to me, he said, I can't believe you saying my mama went to hell. I said, I didn't say that. I said, a man that's not saved going to hell. A man that's not born again is going to hell. Don't matter if his daddy's a preacher. Don't matter if his daddy's a deacon. What matters is about his own personal soul. That's right. You're going to have to deal with God yourself. I can't save you and don't attempt to. Amen. If you want to pray, you can. Call on God while you can. Deal with God while you can. Do it while you can. Ain't that right? Sure, it's right. Amen, brother. Listen. God judges sin, Brother Danny. He not only judges sin in the sinner, he'll judge sin in the saved. He will. Somebody asked me, why does a man go to hell? I said, because he's a sinner. And he sins. And he won't come to Christ that'll take care of it. Because he's already took care of it. Listen, this young lady here testified the other week and had a good testimony. What she basically said was, I come in this church and didn't know nothing about God. You're highly blessed. You're highly blessed when he said, Tasha, I come to save you and open the door for you. Highly blessed. Highly blessed, son. Make me want to shout.
Amen.
All right, buddy. You take somebody come into the meeting house, never heard about God, bitter on God, no doubt. If she had any knowledge of God, and here the Holy Ghost came by her way, open the door. Because Jesus is the door. Jesus is the door to heaven. Thank God. Amen. Save her soul. Praise God. Put in the family of God. Amen. Amen. But you're going to have to come that way. You can't get saved when you want to. You get saved when He says save. Ain't nobody can get saved anytime they want to get saved. If they're under conviction, they can. But I'm telling you what, if God ever dealt with your heart, amen, that's when you get in. That's when you get in. Amen, brother. And that's when He calls. I wouldn't answer my phone if it wasn't ringing. I wouldn't answer the door if nobody wasn't knocking. But if He's a knocking, you better open the door. Thank God, if He's a ringing, you better answer the phone. Amen, because I'm telling you one thing, He ain't doing it in vain. He's doing it on purpose. Thank God to draw you to repentance. Amen, and get you in. Thank God, before the Lord comes, or before you die lost. God have mercy. So they got in a conversation, and this is what the rich man said. He said, I got five brothers. That's right. Five brothers. I won't send Lazarus so he may tell them.
Amen.
You know what he said? He said, hey, if one rose from the dead, they wouldn't believe. Because they have Moses and the prophets. They got a preacher and they got the book. And they ain't going to listen to him. They ain't going to listen to a man that got out of hell with his clothes smelling like smoke. Amen. Listen. Ain't God, buddy. Amen. You say, preacher, what you saying? I'm saying you're going to have to be saved.
Amen.
If I called on you now, would you testify about being saved? If I just pointed my finger and said, testify. Tell me about it. I'd rather for you to get mad at me as to go to hell. That's right. If everybody in here said, I don't like what you said, I'd say, well, that's up to you. It ain't up to me. Amen. Sometimes you got to be afflicted and get mad before you'll get glad. Amen. So I'll go to another church. Well, there's plenty of them. There's plenty of them won't tell you what I'm telling you this morning. I'd get thrown out of some of them before I even got preaching, most of them. But I'm telling you one thing, Brother Joe, there's a heaven for the redeemed of God, for the saved of God, and there's a hell. And I'm going to tell you what, some people might be closer than what they think. And I'm telling you one thing, I'm telling you this, if a man's saved, brother, he'll tell it. If a man's saved, he'll do it. He'll do what God says. He that doeth the will of God, abide forever. Amen. Thank God, brother, listen. Thank God, it ain't what I'm here. That's what I am. When I'm by myself, what he taught on this morning, what's your desires? The Lord said to me this morning, he said, what you going for? I said, because you put it in me. If you didn't put it in me, I wouldn't go.
Yes, sir.
That's right. I never went to the house of God with a desire till I got it. That's right. You come because your parents brought you. You come because you... You're going to get married. Seeing a girl. That night, it was a Thursday night. It became more important to you about your soul than it did the girl you used to date. That's right. Somebody said, do I have to give my life? You got to give your life. Might as well just come on that way. You got to. You got to die before you can live. You got to see your lawbreaker before you can be forgiven. Why would you be forgiven if you not broke the law? You broke the law of God is what you have. You're a sinner without God, without hope. Amen. But there is hope in Christ.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, there's hope this morning for every sinner. I tell you, it'd be a good day. Thank God somebody get regenerated in the power of God. Get in their heart and they'd be saved, born again. I'm telling you, friend. Thank God this thing's real. Are you listening to me? Amen. I don't want to preach no fake and no falseness. And I don't know. Listen, the only thing I can say, Miss Jennifer, and listen, I believe you are a saved woman. I do believe that. I believe you left the world now. I believe with confidence I can preach this woman. It's saved. I felt the Holy Ghost her life. I've seen her desire for God. But listen, I can't say it 100% because I'm not in her heart. But I can always say it for me 100%. Remember, because a witness of God's in me. And I'm telling you, friend, I ain't got, even if somebody died lost, I cannot preach them into heaven.
No, you cannot.
I got a preacher friend. He preached a funeral one time. He said they got mad at him because he didn't preach the woman in heaven. And they come to him and said, "Why didn't you preach about my mama going to heaven?" He said, "Because she never said nothing about being saved and knowing Jesus Christ. I can't preach something she didn't say or something she didn't know. And it ain't going to change it if he does or don't. Last breath, you out of here." You said, "What about the unknown?" I just know one thing. The angels took Lazarus, and the rich man went to hell. I walked in a Jehovah's Witness house one time, and the guy got to talking to me about their doctrine. And I said, "What about hell?" And he said, "There ain't no hell. It's the grave." I said, "I wonder why the rich man lifted his eyes in hell." By the time I got talking to him, he was saying, "Get out of here." You know why? Because he didn't want the truth. And I read the Bible to him. I said, "The rich man lifted his eyes in hell." In hell. That's where he lifted up his eyes. You hear me this morning? I'm going to let you think on this thing. You die tonight and not be saved, where are you going to spend eternity? Where are you going? It ain't no good in me. It's all Jesus. It's all Jesus Christ. I'm not going to heaven because I'm a preacher, because I'm a good person, because I've done good things. No, I've done more bad things than I have good probably in my lifetime. You have too if you admit it. You'll go to heaven because Jesus Christ saves your wretched soul through the power of God. Amen. That's right. I say this again. I preach funerals from a 9-year-old to a 95-year-old. And I found out one common denominator. They all die. And they all go somewhere after they die. Let's stay, and I appreciate you hearing me. That's all I got to say.